Well, shalom. This is Charlie Bernhardt, and this is an experiment. I decided that it might be a lot of fun to play comedy albums for the third hour, Jewish comedy. Is there any other kind? you know, I have 13,000-14,000 albums of Jewish music, and over the years it became very difficult for me to find CDs and cassettes and 33s that I didn't have. And as a collector, when you're out ready to buy, it's very frustrating not to be able to buy something. So I started a second collection of comedy, perhaps over 1,000 or more of comedy from the last 30, 40 years. It's 50 years, this album. The first album that we're going to be hearing is You Don't Have to Be Jewish. It's recorded in 1965, 52 years ago. And I will want your feedback, okay? Should I continue, or is this something that you think is too frivolous or whatever? So if you don't mind, I know you're going to enjoy this first album. Actually, the first selection, which is A Call from Long Island, is what I start off my presentation with when I go to synagogues and to Jewish organizations. And that starts off because it really is so, so funny. And then there are many others on this album that that I do incorporate. Half of the presentation is recordings, and the other half is my telling jokes that have been tested, tried, and true over the last 35, 40 years. So if you're looking for a fun session in your shul or your Jewish organization, I'm available. But that's not the point of this. That's just an aside. So let's get right to the album, You Don't Have to Be Jewish.
Have to be Jewish. A call from Long Island.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Oh, Mama. What? Mama. We're snowed in here.
Oh.
The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles.
Oh.
The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
Don't worry, sweetheart. Mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama, I don't
please,
want
darling,
you.
It's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama, thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What's Sam?
Sam, your husband!
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 71177.
Does that mean you're not coming?
Home from the office.
Sweetheart, your honey bunch is home. Where are you?
I'm hiding.
I've got a surprise for you. Where are you?
I'm hiding.
I bought you those gold earrings you wanted. Where are you?
I'm hiding in the front closet.
The reading of the will.
May I have your attention, please? This is the last will and testament of our dear friend and relative, Samuel B. Cohen. I, Samuel Benjamin Cohen, being of sound mind and body, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. Number one, to my son, my beautiful boy, Sheldon, my firstborn, who made me proud of him all my life, a fine son, a good husband, a wonderful father, and the best dentist in the United States. To my son, Sheldon, I bequeath, tax-free, $1 million.
Wonderful.
Isn't that magnificent?
Good luck, Sheldon.
Number two, to my beautiful daughter, Jane, with a Y. To that lovely child who always got high marks and helped her mother with the dishes when we couldn't afford a maid, who got a scholarship to Hunter College, who for a long time has been a little too particular or she'd be married already. To my lovely daughter, Jane, with a Y, tax-free $1 million.
Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mazel tov.
Number three, to my beautiful wife, Miriam, friend, companion, love of my life, to the lovely Miriam, I give with pleasure everything that's not in her name already. The white Chrysler Imperial with the white sidewalls and the Prince's telephone. The Picasso from the back of the store. My Arnold Palmer golf clubs with a new leather bag. And tax-free $2 million in cash. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy.
Oh, what a marvelous husband.
An angel, not a man, an angel.
The Picasso from back of the store and everything.
Number four, to my brother-in-law, Louis, who lived with us all of his life, who never had to do a day's work, who knew how to handicap the ponies better than anybody, who only smoked the finest cigars, mine. To my brother-in-law, Louis, who all his life said I would never remember him in my will. Hello, Louis.
The diamond.
It's a very nice flight, isn't it?
Very nice.
By the way, I can't help but admire that fabulous diamond ring you are wearing.
Oh, thank you.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's 40 carats. It's the famous Plotnik diamond.
The Plotnik diamond? Forgive my ignorance, but I'm not familiar with it.
Well, between the Star of India and the Hope Diamond is the Plotnik Diamond.
I never knew. You know, I would give anything to own a diamond like that.
Oh, believe me, you wouldn't want it. Along with this diamond comes a case. The Plotnik case.
The Plotnik curse. Isn't that romantic?
Not so romantic. If you know what kind of a curse goes along with it, it's terrible.
What is the curse that goes along with it?
Mr. Plotnik.
Quickies. The astronaut.
Isn't that wonderful, Mama? That White and McDivitt went around the world 62 times.
A big deal. If you got money, you can travel.
The school.
All right, children. Now we will play a game of association. As I call on each of you, just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Billy Davis.
My daddy's sending me to camp this summer.
Good. Now, Alice Thompson.
I like to play with dolls best.
All right, Alice. And now, Jack Adelstein.
I pledge $1,000.
The confession.
Sheldon, I'm dying. And I have to go with a clear conscience. You're my partner, and I want you to know that I'm the one who stole the $150,000 from the safe. I'm the one who sold our secret formula to our competitors. And I'm the one who blackballed you at the country club.
Simo, who do you think gave you the poison?
The jury. This court will please come to order. Mr. Rabinowitz, you are the foreman of the jury. Have you reached a verdict?
Judge, Your Honor, we have been listening to the facts in this case for 6 weeks, and it has been a wonderful experience for us all. We, the jury, would like to thank you for the way you have conducted this case.
Thank you, Mr. Rabinowitz. But the verdict, please.
Certainly, Your Honor. We, the jury, Mr. Cohen, Mr. Fine, Mr. Landsberg, the lovely Mrs. Berkowitz.
Thank you, Mr. Rabinowitz.
You're welcome.
Mr. Rabinowitz, the verdict.
Coming, Your Honor. Mr. Goldberg, Mr. Katz, Mr. Stein, Mrs. Cantor, Mr.
Not lovely.
The lovely Mrs. Cantor. Lovely.
Mr. Rabinowitz.
Mr. Finkelstein, Mr. Bloom, and Mr. Pinkus the Furrier. Your Honor, the 12 of us have spent the past 4 days in the jury room debating this case. And we examined the evidence pro and con, in backwards and forwards, to decide in the American way, did he or didn't he do it?
Mr. Rabinowitz, the verdict. And now.
Immediately, Your Honor. We, the jury, after careful deliberation on this case, have decided we shouldn't mix in.
The president's.
Mr. President, the President of Israel is here to see you.
Would you show him in, please?
This way, Mr. President.
Thank you.
My good friend, how nice to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mr. President.
And please accept the warmest regards from my ladybird.
Thank you, and please accept the warmest regards from my Fagala.
Well, how are things in your country, Mr. President?
Many problems, Mr. President.
I know you have many problems, but your problems are nothing compared to mine. After all, you only have 2 million people in your country, while I have over 190 million to contend with.
That's true, Mr. President. You are the president of 190 million people, but don't forget, I am the president of 2 million presidents.
The cocktail party. Nice party.
Yes, lovely.
I'm in advertising. I'm with BBD&O.
And I'm in woman's wear. You may have heard of us. Finkelstein and O'Brien Limited.
Finkelstein and O'Brien? That's unusual.
You think that's unusual? I'm O'Brien.
Final discussion.
Mama, I haven't got much time left. And before I go, I want to tell you that after I'm gone, you should give the store to our son, Jack.
But, Papa, you know Jack. He always wanted to make changes. He'll run it down. Better you should give it to Joey.
Okay, Mama. But the house in the country should go to our daughter, Ethel.
Papa, why does Ethel need that big house? They have no children. She'll never use it. Better you should give it to Doris.
Okay, Mama. But the new car, I would like for our Freddy to have.
Freddy? But, Papa, you know how crazy Freddy is with his reckless driving. And with the girls. Better you should give the car to Jack.
Mama, who's dying, you or me?
More quickies. Cry for help.
Oi! Am I thirsty? Oi! Am I thirsty?
Wait, sir. Hold on, sir. I'll get you some water.
Oi! Am I thirsty? Oi! Am I thirsty?
Here, sir. Drink this.
Oi! Was I thirsty?
Panic.
Doctor! Doctor! Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes, madam. I am a doctor.
Oi, doctor, have I got a daughter for you?
Two husbands.
Hello, Sam. How's your wife?
Compared to who?
The convicts.
All right, you three prisoners, line up here. You men tried to escape and you were caught. And as captain of the guards, the warden has ordered me to give each one of you 3 lashes.
Oh, boy, I'll try some of them.
All right, that's 5 down. This is a progressive prison. And the warden has said that each one of you can have a protective coating of your own choice on your back before you get lashed. Okay? Hodges, you're first. What do you want on your back?
Cover my back with oil.
Okay, cover his back then with oil. Come on, let's go. Smear it on there, splash it on his back. Let's go. Okay, Hodges, take your punishment. Okay. Now you, Wilson, what do you want on your back?
Nothing. Whip away.
Okay, tough guy. You asked for it.
That's one. And that's two. And that's three.
All right, Wilson, that's all. Okay, Cohen, you're next. What do you want on your back?
On my back, I want Wilson.
Thank you.
The housewarming.
Good morning, Mr. O'Hara's office. Yes, just a moment, please. Mr. O'Hara?
Yes.
It's your mother, Mrs. Horowitz.
Thank you. Hello, Mama.
Hello, Jaime.
Mama, where were you last night? I told you that we were having the housewarming for our new duplex on Park Avenue. We wanted you to come, Mama, and we waited for you and you never showed up. Sophia was very disappointed.
It's a big, beautiful building you just moved into.
You were in the building, Mama?
Yeah, I came to the apartment house 5 o'clock. I was in the lobby until 11, and then I left.
Mama, why didn't you come up?
I forgot your name.
The luncheon.
It's really a very nice luncheon, isn't it, Mrs. Feldman?
Very nice, very nice. Why?
Do you see who's sitting over there?
Where?
Over there. It's Helen. Tell me, dear, do you believe that terrible, ugly story about her?
Certainly. What's the ugly story?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
I don't know. I thought you knew. But believe me, it's true.
Mrs. Feldman, you look wonderful. That's a beautiful tan. Were you away?
Yeah, we went to Aruba.
Aruba? Where's that?
I don't know. We flew.
That's nice. Say, I have good news, darling. Sydney and I are going to Europe.
Europe? Big deal. I was born there. Listen, I hear your husband had some problems with his business. I hear that a crooked partner stole him blind. That your husband had to fire the accountant, raise some fresh money.
It's true.
On top of that, I heard he had a terrible season. A flood, a fire. The employees went out on strike and him.
It's true.
Yeah, but I understand he got a new partner with a lot of money. He settled the strike and he collected the fire insurance. Business is wonderful and terrific, huh?
Then you heard about it, Mrs. Feldman.
Yeah, but this is the first time I'm hearing all the details.
Still more quickies. The storm.
Mr. Shapiro, what brings you down to the bakery on a terrible, awful, ugly night like this? You're soaking wet.
Give me two rolls. One with seeds, one without.
Shapiro, your wife sends you out on a terrible night like this for two rolls?
Who then? My mother?
The newspaper reporter.
Stop the presses! Stop the presses! I got a scoop. Hold the back page.
The home remedy. And so we are gathered here for the funeral services of this great man. This great actor, a man who brought happiness and joy to millions. We shall all miss him. It is a shame he is gone now.
Mister, give him some chicken soup. Give him some chicken soup.
Madam, it wouldn't help.
It wouldn't hurt.
Conversation in the hotel lobby.
Did you enjoy dinner, darling?
What's the use talking? They got the best food in this hotel. That's some nice-looking woman that just passed.
I don't know. The green dress for her coloring makes her look like a leper. Especially with those blue shoes. You see how that dress had hung unevenly in the back? Believe me, it's a cheap-made dress.
But that was some nice built on her body.
I spilled on her body. I could see through the dress that she's wearing a harness underneath. Would make an elephant look thin.
She had a lovely face.
Ah, lovely face. With the green eyeliner, false eyelashes, tweezed eyebrows, thin lips on which, believe me, the first place she should never wear Kiss Me Pink. Because it certainly doesn't go with the dyed blonde hair with the black roots.
I still say she was attractive.
I couldn't say for sure. I really didn't take a good look at her.
The agony and the ecstasy.
Oh, the agony. Oh, the ecstasy. Oh, the agony. Oh, the ecstasy.
What's the matter? What is it?
Oh, the agony. Oh, the ecstasy.
Why are you screaming? What's the agony?
Last night, my daughter eloped without even a word to me.
Then what's the ecstasy?
He's a nice young doctor.
My son, the captain.
Well, Mama, Papa, how do you like my new yacht? Cost me $84,000 with the twin diesel engines, top speed, 35 knots. And here we are, out on the open seas with the sea and the sun and the wind in our hair. It's a little different than the Bronx, huh, Mama, Papa?
Yeah.
That's right.
And look at this uniform I'm wearing, custom made from Abercrombie & Fitch. How about it, Papa? Your son is a regular captain, huh?
Listen, Sonny. I don't have to tell you. By Mama, you're a captain. By me, you're a captain. And by you, you're a captain. But by a captain, you're no captain.
Secret Agent James Bondstein. This is Tel Aviv. In the dead of night, through the dark side streets, speeds a man with a mission. Israeli secret agent James Bondstein, known to those in the Bureau only as Agent 00995, which signifies that Bondstein has a license to kill wholesale. Bondstein is fighting time as his foot urges speed out of his slick, powerful hupmobile. He whips around a corner and screeches to a sharp stop right in front of the Israeli Secret Service headquarters, the secret organization known throughout the world only by the initials O-Y-V-A-Y, Oy Vey. The location of the Secret Service headquarters is known only to a few men. In the back of this building, the International Communication System, and as a clever front, the only entrance to the Secret Service headquarters, a candy store. Bondstein enters. To the shrewd and calculating agent behind the counter, he gives the password.
Give me an egg cream, please.
There is no answer.
I said, give me an egg cream, please.
The agent looks at Bondstein with cold hatred as he speaks.
4 o'clock in the morning, I should make you an egg cream.
No! It's the password, you dumbbell.
I'm a dumbbell, huh? Give me an egg cream, please, was last week's password. We had to change it this week.
Change it? Why?
We ran out of chocolate. Anyway, this week, we got a nicer one.
What is it?
2 cents plain is 10 cents now.
Okay. Okay. So open the secret door for me.
I'm making him an egg cream, and now he wants me to open the secret door for him. Open it yourself. Just pass there where it says secret button.
Bondstein moves quickly to the secret button. He presses it. A panel of Milky Ways slides to the left. Bondstein enters the office of his superior, the commander-in-chief of the Israeli Secret Service, known as Gimmel. He speaks.
Ah, Bernstein.
I've got the report you wanted.
Wait, wait. Before you report, let me call in my chief. Mama! Bernstein's here.
Are you, Bernstein?
I've come to give my report.
Your porch, my pork. Look how you look. You look terrible. I see already you come down with a cold, and I better make you something. How will it look for the organization if people see you and say, look at him, he is the spy who came in with a cold? I'll make a little chicken soup. I'll be right back.
Bernstein, there's an emergency in New York. Our entire organization is being threatened by the new secret underground group of killers.
You mean?
That's right. Schlepp. And your job, Bernstein, is to wipe out those schleppers.
When do I leave, Gimmel?
There's a plane in 1 hour. And I want you back here in 21 days.
Why?
It's a tourist excursion flight. Now, when you arrive in New York, go immediately to 322 Avenue B. Contact Secret Agent Moskowitz. Tell him the password. Give me an egg cream, please.
I thought you changed it.
In New York, they got plenty of chocolate. Now, when you contact Secret Agent Moskowitz, he will give you the remainder of your assignment. Good luck.
Bernstein's plane leaves Tel Aviv on time, 2 hours late. He arrives at the air terminal in New York. Getting specific directions from passersby, it takes him only 3 days to get to Avenue B. He enters the building.
Now to find my contact, Moskowitz. J-K-L-M. Here it is. Moskowitz. A. Moskowitz. Uh-uh. Look. J. Moskowitz. Oh, I'm in trouble. Two Moskowitzes. One of them is my spy contact, and the other, who knows? Oh, what shall I do? There's not enough time to call Gimmel. I can't wait until tomorrow, and his mother won't let him accept calls on Saturday. I'll have to take a chance. I'll take this one. I'll just press his bell and see what happens.
Yes, what is it? What can I do for you?
Are you Moskowitz?
Certainly I'm Moskowitz.
Give me an egg cream, please.
Oh, you want Moskowitz the spy, second floor in the back.
Enough already with the dinner.
Darling, you look terrible. You must have had a hard day. I bet you're tired and hungry, huh? How would you like a nice, thick, juicy sirloin steak with French fried potatoes, your favorite salad, and a hot apple pie a la mode?
No, better let's have dinner at home.
The elevator.
12th floor. Go down, please. Watch your step, madam. Step back. Watch the doors, please.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're going down without my husband.
Don't get excited, lady. This ain't the Titanic.
Classified ad, Israeli style.
Good morning, Tel Aviv Times Tribune classified ads.
Good morning. I would like to place an advertisement, please. Wanted by energetic young farmer, a wife. Must be under 30 years of age and must own a tractor. If interested, please send photograph of tractor.
Goldstein.
Good morning.
And a good morning to you. It's such a beautiful morning. Tell me, do I have the right door? Is this heaven?
Yes, it is.
Then how do you do? My name is Goldstein, the representative of the Jewish people downstairs, and I would like to talk to the boss.
Just a moment.
Goldstein.
Heaven.
Mr. Goldstein, he will see you. Sir, this is Mr. Goldstein.
Good morning, sir. My name is Goldstein, and I'm the representative of the Jewish people downstairs, and they sent me up here to ask you a question. Is it true that we are the chosen people?
Yes, Mr. Goldstein, you are the chosen people.
Well, then, could you do us a favor? Would you mind choosing somebody else for a change?